Yeah, obviously it's an important game, and you know, I thought we did some really good things. We played pretty sound football. Just you know, obviously settled for too many field goals, had some costly penalties that hurt us. But you know, there were some good things out there. Ran the ball well. I thought we threw the ball pretty well. Just fourth quarter, you know, had the two drives there at the end, unsuccessful, and that's the game.
What happened in the second half? It seemed like. Were they playing you differently, or?
No, we just had weren't able to get as much going, and obviously had two drives in the fourth quarter. The last two, we gotta go drive the ball and get points in those circumstances. We weren't able to do it.
How much of a lost opportunity does this feel like in terms of the division?
You know, it is what it is, and you know, we can't be down about it. You got to come in, learn from it, and we're still, you know, still got a great opportunity ahead of us. And, you know, we got some tough teams to face, but, you know, that's going to make it exciting. And these next four games are going to be big games, and we got to, you know, we got to play better football and find a way to win games.
Eli, how frustrating was it for you to stand there and watch Cedar Grove there towards the end, blowing the clock out?
Well, you know, they did a good job, and, you know, we're in – had a chance to maybe get the ball back with 20 some odd seconds there at the very end, but you know, they hit a couple passes, had some good runs, and it was a good 4 minute drive by them to finish the game.
When the 3rd and 10 was overturned because of the holding call, what's going through your mind?
Yeah, just you know, you kind of hope that maybe you know, 3rd and 20 is a tough situation. We try to hit a screen, maybe get 10 yards, 12 yards or so, and put yourself in a possible fourth down. Situation where you know, coach might want to go for it, and at that time, obviously the screen, you know, didn't hit for much. Now we're stuck with 4th and 20. No, we're gonna have to punt the ball and you know, hope that our defense can get a stop.
Eli, you've been so good, obviously, in clutch situations. So when you have the penalty and it's pulled out of your hands like that, I mean, you've enjoyed and embraced the moment when it's come to you. How tough does it feel when you think it's going to be there and then all of a sudden
right.
It's gone?
Well, you know, it's just that's football, and you know, we feel that we're, you know, make some plays, and you know, we had opportunities. You know, you don't want to have to leave it to 3rd and 10. We had opportunities on 1st and 2nd down to make some plays. You know, 2nd down, hit a key, gets called out of bounds. 1st down, they got some pressure and didn't get much. But you know, just obviously we got to execute and you know, play better football on those plays, and you know, obviously penalties throughout the game hurt us a lot.
You guys had the 38 points last week, and we're very good in the red zone. And imagine some of the drive stalling this week was frustrating. What was the difference between, you know, that game and this week?
Well, obviously penalties you know, come into it, and you know, our field position, they had us backed up. We had some good, you know, long drives, and you know, it wasn't like we got in the tight red zone that we faltered. We just had some, you know, they stepped up, they made some plays, got us into some 3rd and long situations down there, and we weren't able to get some first downs.
You've seen Griffin twice now. How advanced is he relative to other rookie quarterbacks you've seen over 9 years in the league?
You know, tough to say. Obviously, he's making some plays, and he's a tremendous athlete, and you know, did a good job tonight. You know, converting on some 3rd downs and hitting some key throws.
Eli, with that intentional grounding penalty in the second quarter, did you get some insight?
No confusion. Just they got good pressure. We had a stutter comeback to the left, and. You know, just didn't have time for that route to kind of get going. So I had to throw it when I had to throw it. He was still kind of finishing his route. So, you know, unfortunate. Just you know, had a long developing route and didn't have time to let it develop. So you know, try to throw it somewhat in the vicinity, but just didn't give enough time for him to, you know, be in that spot.
You like your own performance then?
You know, I thought there were some good throws. I thought I moved around the pocket, extended some plays, had some good things, and you know, just didn't. Had some missed throws also. You know, early on, had Akeem on a go route that was, you know, maybe a little underthrown, overthrew Victor down the seam, and then, you know, I thought in the third quarter I had a shot to hit Akeem right there near the goal line on an in route that I put it a little bit too out in front. So, you know, I thought there were a lot of good things, good throws, and just thought I, you know, we missed a few opportunities though.